Welcome back to another episode of Your Best Year Starts Here with me, Neil Martin, and my good friend, Mr. Nigel Risner.
The best is this one.
So how you doing, mate?
I'm a lot better this week. And I'll explain about why and why it's so important to look after yourself. So you probably know I had the operation 4 years ago, 5 years ago, but my iron levels are very low. So I have iron infusions every so often. But what's really interesting is that I knew last week my levels were the worst they've ever been. And I still had a presentation to do. I sucked. And I should have had the ego and the self-esteem to say, you know what, I don't think this is the best time for me to do it. Mm-hmm. Ironically, the feedback's been really good. But that's either because they've had other shit speakers before and they don't know what great is. But I wasn't good. And the reason I'm sharing this is because there are times where you have to deliver and you have appointments and you have work to do, but you have to really bear this in mind that if you're not feeling great, it will come across, it will show up. You're not going to have the same energy and effort. And that might be the only time people ever get a chance to see you.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what?
If I look back, sorry.
No, what I was going to say is it's that classic thing of, you know, the difference between your potential and your performance.
Yeah, but this is slightly different. I thought I'd be all right.
Yep.
But when I look back at my performance the day before, the day after, and this week's work, it is streets ahead. And what we need to recognise, I should have had the courage to say, you know what, I'm not feeling great. I'm not giving you my best. I think we need to reorganise it. And sometimes it may cost you money. Sometimes it may cost your ego. But you've got to be really realistic that sometimes you're just not on form. And I wasn't. I think I got away with it because everyone else is not that great. But if everyone else had been really great, I would have looked second class, in my humble opinion. And I know that some people will be going, yeah, but you can probably get away with it. That's not the answer. You probably can get away with it, but that isn't the way to play the game.
Yep. Well, I mean, kind of where my... Tough. Yeah, it is. And, you know, sometimes it's making those hard decisions as to, you know, you always talk about if you're going to be in the room, be in the room, right? And it's how in the room can I be at this given moment, which, going back to the thing I just mentioned, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, but our listeners might not be, you know, what is the difference between your potential and your performance? It's the interference that gets in the middle. So it's any distraction, it's anything that throws you off your game, it's anything that means you're not able to be fully present in that moment to actually really deliver your full potential. And that might be stuff going on. Yeah, you know, I did an event last week where, you know, part way through the event, they decided it'd be a good idea to get a sit-on mower and cut the grass immediately outside the window, which everybody in the exhibition room could hear. Everybody in the conference suite could hear. And it's like, this is kind of the wrong timing, guys, to be doing this, you know? And the event staff dealt with it and, you know, the mowers got shut off. But for a moment, you know, there's a distraction there and you're kind of focusing on that thing outside, not the people who are inside.
Yeah, but Neil, this is even worse because I knew I wasn't that great. I then had to perform at the highest level. And then I had other stuff to do afterwards in the afternoon, including going to hospital and then driving and flying to Manchester. And then when I got to Manchester, I was very pissy. Mm-hmm. And I was very lucky that I was rude to some hotel staff and it had nothing to do with them. This was all about how I felt. Mm-hmm. And I was lucky I got away with it all, but I shouldn't have done. And I should have actually said to my original client, you know what, I'm not in the right space to do it. I could have then got a train instead of flight. I mean, the list goes on. And I'm just saying to all our listeners, there are times where you need to be really honest with you. Are you performing? You know, we go back to the 211, 212. I probably wasn't even at 29 in energy-wise. So the best I could operate would be at 210. That isn't even a warm cup of tea. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the point. And I think people should realise that there are times where you're not feeling great. and you're not giving your full potential, and you're being judged, if that's the only time they're seeing you, based on that performance. The same reason as I don't do after dinner speaking, because that's the wrong energy time for me, I should not have done last week's speech. Mm-hmm. And that's a big admission for me, because, you know, there were 70 to 300 people online who potentially may never book me again.
So here's a question. People that aren't speakers that are listening to this, you know, that have got other careers, businesses, jobs or whatever, what's the lesson for them from your experience?
Well, there are times where you need to, you may have to take a personal day. You may just have to recover. You may have to leave the office, go for a walk, get, you know, take up a rocker or whatever your chosen poison might be. But you need to do something. You know, I say to people a lot, if you sit in shit long enough, it stinks.
Yeah.
But normally when it gets to about this level, just under your nose, you can you continue. When it gets past that, you can't breathe and you have to leave. The tragedy is we know our own bodies. We know our own energy. And if you're in the office not performing, and whether you're in a state agency, advertising, whatever it could be, not only is your energy affecting you, it's affecting other people around you.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just common colds. When you're in a pissy place, energy transfers, and you're doing a disservice to you, to your clients, to your company, to reputation. And I get that people have to work, and I get people have jobs to do, etc. But there are times where you just have to look after yourself and say, you know what, today's not the day. Or if you've got presentations, or if you've got a company report to do, maybe that's not the right day to do it, and to seek permission to say, you need to give me 24 hours, because I should have done that.
Mm-hmm. It makes
sense. I'm embarrassed that I didn't, because I teach this. And that's the worst bit, is that, you know, we often don't listen to our own advice. If I was coaching somebody, I'd said, you should never be doing it.
Yep.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah. But I think you're right in terms of if we're unwell physically, like unwell enough physically, most of us will take some time out to recover. But, you know,
often we don't, because we think
we can push through, we can be better and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You know what? You can push through, but then the recovery time is even worse.
Yep. Yep. But I think the other thing with this, sometimes, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you know, regardless of which dynamic it's coming from, it's paying attention to that tap on the shoulder that says you need to deal with it now, rather than waiting until the thing, you know, smacks you in the mouth or knocks you over or whatever, that it's had a much bigger impact. Sometimes those early warning signs are actually the ones we need to respond to, not wait until, you know, it becomes something so much bigger and so much more significant. And I think a lot of us are guilty of, it's minor, I can get away with it. And actually, like you say, sometimes we can't, right?
Well, that's the whole point. If you're not, if you think, I wonder if I can get away with it, the answer is you can't. And next week, when we speak to our listeners, what we want to do is to come in with energy, have some fun, and realize that if you're feeling a bit shite, time to take a break. See you next week, my friend.
Yeah, let's call it a wrap there. I mean, this is a shorter episode than normal, but I think there's an important lesson in it. So, let's pause it there, and we will see you next week.